Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, Professor, as we have been discussing, that AI brings up a lot of benefits with it, lots of challenges with it for the parents when they are dealing with Islamic upbringing of their children. Now, I want to ask you, how do parents deal with these challenges that the AI brings with itself while it comes to Islamic upbringing?
Yes, so today we find that the rulers of at the helm of affairs of many big advanced countries are becoming quite worried with the implications of artificial intelligence, and they are set up meetings to discuss this issue. So a moral code of conduct has to be created, like for any technology that is going to be used. Social media, it was a problem,
right?
And it is still a problem. It is an issue which needs to be managed, and the principle, the ethics and values and the laws that govern the use of social media. For example, social media, if you, for example, as far as for example the issues of Islam goes, if you want to write something on the social media and it is going to harm the image of someone, is that considered to be good or bad? Certainly,
right.
It is bad. So we need to come up with rules. For example, pornography, one of the issues, major issues of social media, we need to control that. In artificial intelligence tomorrow, we need to develop those red lines for
right.
our children, that look, these are the areas where you need to go into, and these are areas where you need to refrain from. You need to, as a general law, as a general principle, ethical, moral principle, you determine, our child should be able to determine what is good for him in the spiritual sense.
Right.
And what is bad for him, what is going to make him closer to God, what is it going to, but when it comes to the legal issues, yes, every state has to develop those rulings and those laws and ethics and morals which are required.
Right.
And if we live in a country where there is no such laws and principles and morals, then we have to develop them for ourselves inside our home at least.
Right.
And we should be, as of course, the major issue is that we should be so well connected with our children that they feel free to say anything to us. They face any problem, they have an issue where they need to resolve it, they can rely upon us without having to refer to artificial intelligence or whatever. So the basic ingredient required is developing a trust between us and our children. And if we are able to do that, then they don't need to go to solutions out of the household, out of their home. But even still, we can't be always sitting on the with them. We need to make them confident.
So is it something that we got to be working on their faith more, so that whenever they make use of AI or other tools like tech, they themselves make the decisions?
Yes, they should be become so. They should be become so confident about their. We should be confident about their decision-making powers that they are able to. They are able to distinguish between ethical behavior and non-ethical behavior. I mean, the human conscience should be really, you know,
that much aware.
It should be strengthened in such a way that the inner voice comes out and says, look, you're doing something wrong.
Right.
And then we pay heed to that
exactly.
inner voice, and we refrain from that, and our children refrain from that.
True. So here's the time for a quick break. As we return, we will unravel more strategies on how to face the challenges posed by AI when it comes to child upbringing. So stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're here to take a deep dive into the topic of AI when it comes to child upbringing. Professor, you said that one has to take care of ethics, morals, while using technology, and parents can help their children. Because before AI, social media was a big threat. It still is. However, now as AI bots are at their service, or the entire AI is at their service, and that too, we have many free AIs. So this in itself poses a threat to our children. This is even beneficial for our children. And now you're saying that parents have to take care of some of the ethics, some of the morals, they should be teaching to their children when they deal with these kind of tech.
I mean, the real threat that we face today is that will artificial intelligence and machines become autonomous? That is the threat that mankind faces. I mean, we have this doomsday scenario, which is even, I mean, you can see, you can observe it in the various fiction movies where Skynet is taking over the world.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, but because of that, there could be a remote possibility that such a thing could happen. It has to be taken into account. It cannot be completely, removed from our minds that such a threat exists.
Well, but, we know that the Ahsanul Khaliqeen is the Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. And he is the one who is the best of the creators. But yet, these threats do exist. But what are the threats that parents have to take care of when it comes to upbringing?
That threat cannot be, as I said, kept out of mind. But the important thing is, today, we're not there. We're still here, where we have machines which can help us, and they can augment us. And our development and our children's education and their learning and in their professional lives.
Right.
They can learn. They can learn to use AI as a tool for their benefit.
Right.
So this is what we need to, teach our children and make them aware that use AI and machine learning for your own benefit, for the benefit of other human beings. And still, we are still there. The only problem is that when we come to the to protect ourselves and our future generations from that doomsday scenario, where possibly a person, a human being, will be the cause of such a doomsday scenario.
Right.
A human being, a wicked person, could do that, maybe.
Right.
That he sets up some sort of technology which creates a situation where he controls the world through these robots. To prevent that from happening, we need to educate our children, we need to make them good human beings, so that such a human being does not come into existence. And if he is out there,
we need to face him
and fight him off. Unfortunately, one of the things which is being, as a threat to us as Muslims, as Shia Muslims, as followers of the Imam Mahdi, as those who are waiting for Imam Mahdi to come, there's again a doomsday scenario. Maybe they want to say that Imam Mahdi will be created out of artificial intelligence, maybe.
Right. So that's a point to expand more upon, and we'll do that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Sayyid Salman Nakhvi with us. And Professor is telling us about the ethics that parents should be working upon with their children when it comes to AI. Professor, you said that there are many challenges that AI brings with itself. And parents have got a lot to do when it comes to upbringing of their children and dealing with this AI. Now, you said that one of the biggest threats that we face today is that maybe AI tomorrow comes and says that Imam would be generated by the AI itself. So there, how do we tell our children who are waiting there to be the soldiers of Imam, how do our children and both parents deal with this situation?
So we need our children to understand what on the characteristics of Imam Mahdi, how we should recognize Imam Mahdi, Jalalullah Ta'ala Faraj Sharif, how we need to work for his advent, how we want him to be back in our midst so that we become his competent followers and companions.
Right.
We need to inculcate in our children the love of Allah and Imam Mahdi as the awaited Imam. And then we need to be able to make them realize the difference between maybe imposters and the
right.
true Imam. So this awareness has to be created. And so tomorrow, yes, certainly, when it with the advent of Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala hushif, technological advancement may have reached to very high degrees.
Right.
And then humanity will be facing this challenge that how Imam Mahdi is going to tackle these issues and how he needs our support and assistance to do that. So we need to be aware, our children need to be taught about
right.
Imam Mahdi, what he wants us to do, what
right.
he's going to do when he comes, what he expects us to do. So maybe the time is quite close. It may be even very few, close to us, very near in the future.
Right.
So are we prepared for that? And there's no doubt about the fact that when Imam Mahdi comes, technological advancement, today even the advancement that we see out in the world today in the form of something which is, for example, the technology which is there out in the market.
Right.
It's something which has been developed maybe decades ago, and it has been used in military projects.
Right.
And in things associated with the military.
Right.
Or sensitive issues like that. And then gradually it becomes something open.
True.
So today, as far as material, as far as the use of technology in warfare goes, it has become much advanced.
Right.
Today, even today, a person sitting thousands of miles away can sit there and control an armed drone and, kill the enemy, for example.
Right.
And destroy a village. We see so many drone attacks by the American forces sitting thousands of kilometers away in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, using drones which are complete robots.
Right.
So there's so much destruction in this type of technology.
And here parents have
and
got
we
a
should
big
know
role.
That tomorrow, if we are going to become competent scholars of Imam Mahdi, supporters and companions of Imam Mahdi, we must be aware of these things.
Right. So you're saying that parents, knowing these destructive things that the enemies can create, that the arrogant world is creating, need to actually educate their children about all these and also make them prepared so that they become the real soldiers of Imam Mahdi. Thank you so much for being with us, Professor, and giving us those beautiful tips. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIP English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.